Okay. Yeah, I thought it was weird that there were no Western entries on there.
That's fucking bizarre.
But it's I wanted to point out that they have 2,000 or 3,000 people in this gay camping Facebook.
That all they all Facebook are checking group. Out.
Yeah, and they're all contributing to that, saying, "Oh, check, you know, you need to add this campground here." And no one has ever added anything from the West Coast, so I'm assuming that it's the BLM thing. That there's just so much free camping in the West that paying $50 a night, people are like, I don't want to pay $50 a night. That's crazy.
Once again, I mean, you know, we could Google it, gay campgrounds and gay RV parks in California.
I'm going to do it right now.
You Google and I'm going to upload the file, bitch.
Unlike,
get ready, bend over. Hi, I'm Ben Dover.
Gay campground, California.
Mm-hmm.
Gay camping USA.
Doo-dah, doo-dah, throw your ankles in the air. Oh, da-da-doo-dah day. Where the hell was the hole?
California gay campgrounds.
There we go.
Guerneville. Where the fuck is Guerneville?
Guerneville? I don't know.
Gay and lesbian clothing optional retreat situated in the
why
Russian,
is it always that?
Russian River wine.
Russian
country.
River's incredible wine. That's
just
so great up there. It's up
to
north.
The town of Guerneville. The Highlands offer private rustic cabins and
I
camping
think we even
for
stayed
tents
in Guerneville.
Oh, tents
or
only.
Outside.
They don't have RVs. So it's like.
Nope, see? You can only where the fuck is the thing where I stick the thing? There it is. Jesus H. Motherfucking whore hole Christ. And I say that with deep reverence for our Lord Jesus. Can you tell in the level 13 folks that I'm an atheist and not only an atheist, but a really angry fucking atheist?
Well, perhaps you wouldn't be so angry if you accepted Jesus as your Lord
as
and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Have you thought of that? Have you thought of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried that once. Didn't work so
even
well.
Though it says California here, which I'm assuming that the California one, because it does not, this is the only one listed for California, by the way, is Highlands Resort. And it has no RV, so which is why it's not on the map, right? Because the one on the map is for an RV group. But yeah, their states listed here are Alabama, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and West Virginia. That's it. So there's just no West Coast camping grounds that I can see.
The fact that there are so fucking many on the East Coast and none on the West. I don't care about the Bureau of Land Management. Oh, it's drinking game time. Adam posted his geeky gay 665. Can't wait to listen, Adam Burns.
Especially
with my little fast forward button, so I don't have to listen to that goddamn fucking gush.
Now, when you say.
Baby, I'm not fucking around.
When you say that there are so many of them, all told. Yes. There are 48. And three of those are not gay. They are gay friendly.
How about that I looked at that map and I said, what are there, about 50? How about that?
I know. And three
about
of them.
Fucking that?
Three of them are women only. So.
We don't want to go there. So, although it's great. You put on a wig and they'll fix your rig for you.
So if I take away 6 from 48, so 42. So there are 42. That really is the answer to life, the universe, and everything, isn't there? There's 42 gay campgrounds in North America.
Well, I'll be dipped in shit and rolled in diamonds and called Elvira.
But I really do. I plan on going to quite a few of these. Do you think we should do a separate YouTube channel for our RVing?
Yes, but see, yours is called WDW
Aristocrafts.
Aristocrafts. See, you don't even do crafts anymore.
That's true.
That's why you made that fucking thing to do. There, we're gonna build a craft wall.
Crafts.
Yeah,
we didn't.
You know, here's what I did with my Auntie Vera YouTube channel. I thought, you know what? there are so many people that are fans of the cruise videos. Let me set up a separate channel, and it's Crystal Cruiser Guys on YouTube.
I subscribe.
And it's just more of a pain in the ass to me than it is. I have to post there. I have to post Andy Vera when I do cruise videos. And I don't see a significant. And once again, I'm not trying to become monetized in views. You have a different motive.
No. For an RV channel, I wouldn't. I don't care.
But my problem is that people who are interested in cruise videos have no interest in the other things that I post. And yes. So that there isn't a lot of interest or traffic. And the people that are interested in the miniatures that I do or any of the dogs or whatever have no interest in the cruise videos. So it isn't conducive to setting up a regular audience that is going to give you views and feedback and all the kind of stuff that you want from YouTube. So I guess what I'm trying to say, rather long-windedly, which is unusual for me, what I think I would say is, yeah, I would do it, but I would somehow link them so that maybe at the end of every WDW, you'd say, and by the way, if you're interested in RVing, go on over to our channel listed down in the doobly-doo and see about our RV adventures. And vice versa on your YouTube, on your RVs, say, and if you're interested in Disney and crafting, which we don't do, and pins, which we do obsessively, go on over to our other channel, WDW, lube it up and shove it in, and you'll enjoy us over there.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Because I'm thinking I want to film the walkthrough on Friday, because just for reference sake, I want to film the walkthrough on Friday.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Just to be able to learn how to.
And I know that Stroke Boy wants to see it. He said it, didn't he?
And then I can do a rig tour. And then, you know, we're going to do some upgrades to it over the, I mean, not immediately, but we can do some upgrades to it. And one of the things that the Fate Unbound did, which I really liked, was they removed the U-shaped dining room from the back, the dinette. They took all that out and then put two desks. So they built in desks for the two people there with better seating. Because they were trying to work on the dinette and the seating, you know, it hurts to sit on it and you're at a weird angle and stuff like that. And so they put in, you know, they took all that out and then reclaimed that whole back of it to be an office for the two of them. And I was like, oh, well, that would be something we could do. We could do that.
That's another wonderful thing about having your own.
I know.
Is that you can customize it to exactly your needs, what your needs are.
And the way they did that, because the way the RVs are put together inside, everything's kind of screwed in. So they didn't do any lasting. They took it out in pieces and they could put it back in if they wanted to. They could put the dinette back in if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was thinking about doing that eventually so that we could work from there. And I was trying to think, do we want a larger rig where one person could have, you know, we could both have separate rooms for offices, you know, because we occasionally have to do conference calls at the same time. And then I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I have this big fucking truck with a power outlet in it. It's like, I could just go into the truck to do my meetings. It's like, it's going to be right there. It's like, it would be the same internet. I would just walk over to the truck and that's my office, right? So I could work. Do a meeting from the truck.
Yeah.
So I was, because I'm planning on doing the mix. The mix is going to be
the mix
from the camp. Either it's going to be from the truck or from the trailer, depending on what the RV, depending on what the internet is like at the camp.
I sincerely hope that they have improved the Wi-Fi connections from when we RV'd, because it was across the board miserable.
So I am using a cellular modem, so I will be going off, and that's another upgrade that they did on Fate Unbound, was put in an antenna to pull in cellular signal from further away. So that you
so that's your basically your own, they call that a hotspot. You're making your own.
Yeah,
we used to scope out where the Wi-Fi antenna, and it would always be one that was about this big, Daniel. And it was on top of a pole.
Yeah.
and we would get a site that was right next to that pole. And that was the only time that you'd get any kind of, and any time during the day, if it rained and everybody was in their rig and not leaving and everybody was using the Wi-Fi, forget about it. Yeah, this is a new world with when you create your own cellular deal and all that stuff. So basically, your cellular signal is the same way if you're walking down the street and you're on your phone and it's the same thing.
Yeah, except it's data instead of voice. Yeah, so cellular voice is different than cellular data. But yes, cellular data is exactly like your internet that you have. You can turn on the hotspot on this phone and I can connect my laptop to it or I can connect my TV to it or whatever. And it's just the internet.
And it just costs you how much data you've purchased. Is that the concept?
Yes, I pay. Right now I'm paying like $35 a month for 5 gigabytes of data. If we were to do it more often, I could bump up, you know, $10 to the 50 gigabyte plan. So,
okay.
Yeah. But, you know, some campgrounds, that's one of the nice things I liked about that Full-Time Gaze YouTube channel is that one of the things they evaluate each camp.
I have to look at this. I have to write it down. Full-Time Gaze.
Yes. But one of the things that they evaluate is the internet signal. So there's like that's part of their review for each of these campgrounds. And they just started doing this last year, so they don't have a whole lot of campgrounds yet. But the ones they do, they're getting better. They're a bit wordy, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I find that on that Fate Unbound too. It's like they'll say something and then they'll repeat kind of what they just said and then they'll kind of say it in a different way. And I'm just like, yeah, we got the point.
I usually watch Double Speed or Speed and a Half, almost all of my YouTube. I don't do it with you guys. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes you do.
But I don't do it with you guys because your WD-20 lube channel is usually pretty short. Your videos are not that long.
Yeah, I try to keep it short.
Yeah.
Try to keep it short. We're going to post one this week of our restaurant review of the Hacienda de San Angel.
I don't think Zach gets my jokes when I say them. I think he takes me too seriously.
Possibly.
In my joke comments. Possibly. Is he a serious guy?
No, not entirely. I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
He's a younger, you know, he has a different sense of humor. How's that?
Okay. Are you saying that I'm old and my sense of humor is old?
I wasn't saying that. You know what I did? Did you buy anything on Amazon Prime Day?
You know what? Answer the question without thinking a million other things. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I still have your and Adam's gift certificate to me, and I still have Drew's birthday gift certificate to me. And I thought to myself, wait till Prime Day. And then go in there and get some good shit out of savings. And I really couldn't find anything.
Oh.
And here's my big problem.
Yes.
When I have a chunk of money, I have about, when I add yours and Drew's and then some extra stuff from the Amazon card, you get points back and it ends up being money that you can spend. I can spend almost $300.
Mm-hmm.
So, and which is a lot of money for normal people, not you, 68 for a truck. But for normal people, $300 is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And because it's a chunk of money, I wouldn't go into Amazon and say, you know, I want a new something. I'm just going to drop $300 on it.
Right.
It has to be something that I really want that I wouldn't normally buy myself, that I'm going to say, let me do all the great certificates and get that $300 thing. I can't find it yet. Now, I can't find it yet, and I'm also hesitant to go, I will get that, because then I think, oh, no, don't get that, because you're going to want something more later.
Do you have boxes of photos around your house?
Yes.
Why don't you, a good, cheap thing for you to get around the $100 range?
Yes.
It would be a scanner, so you can start scanning in your photos.
That is a wonderful idea, except I need to also buy someone who will do that for me.
No.
Lazy.
Do what I do. Because this flatbed scanner is very portable. It's very tiny. And yes. While I'm watching TV, I just slap a photo on and like have it go. And like, I'll pick up like maybe 20 or 30 photographs every night. And once I get through those, I'm done. And then, so it's a very long-term project of, you know, I have a tub that once they're scanned, they go into the tub and, you know.
Don't they get wet?
No, a plastic tub.
Oh.
But that way, then it's, you know, just a little bit at a time, they're all done and.
I can tell you this.
Yes.
My dear sweet friend, Daniel.
You're not going to do that.
I bought myself not long. What did you say?
You're not going to do that. I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, let me tell you. I bought myself not too long ago, probably a year, maybe mm-hmm. two. No, it's probably about 2 years now. I bought myself a negative scanner because I have a shit ton mm-hmm. of negatives. I was a photographer, a black and white photographer. My father had a dark room that was used to be my sister's bedroom. He transmugurated it into a dark room and put a sink in the closet and everything. And I developed my own film and printed my own pictures. It was a major thing. And I have hundreds of negatives. And I thought, what a great way to preserve what will eventually decay, these negatives sitting in a box. I did it for a day, and that was it. I thought to myself,
self,
this is so much work, self. And the fucker only did 35 millimeter, and I have 2.25. You know what 2.25 negatives are? Well, there were cameras that you no doubt seen them in old movies, except you don't watch old black and white movies.
I do not.
There were cameras that looked like a box like this.
Oh, like a brownie?
Yes. And you popped up the top
yeah.
and you looked
through
a
refracted lens. I've seen those in pictures.
Yeah. Well, that the negatives that those produced were 2.25. 2.25 by 2.25. Uh-huh. Square negatives. So they're big. They're like that.
It's like a Blauschamp or some kind of weird name. For that really high-end camera that
somehow sounds racist.
Still like that.
My negative scanner that I bought, which is sitting, I could show it to you. It's sitting right over there mm-hmm. with a lot of dust on it. Mm-hmm. Didn't do 2.25s. And I have a shit ton of 2.25s. So I ran out of juice. Daniel, all of that to say this. I ran out of juice with the excitement of doing the negatives. And I know, even though this sounds like a really good idea, get a scanner and scan all these fucking photographs and you could have them on it. You could put music to them.
Uh-huh.
You could do it and make a great thing.
Yeah.
No. You know why? Because I'm fat, I'm bald, and I'm lazy, Daniel. And I'm old now. So you add that into the mix when I can't get off a chair without sounding like an orchestra tuning up. It is not a good recipe for productivity.
So on Amazon Prime Day, I bought something.
What did you? Thank you for asking. Hey, Daniel. There's a line in Four Seasons, a wonderful Alan Alda movie called Four Seasons, where Carol Burnett is playing his wife, says to him, you never ask a question that you don't want to answer. So you asked me, did I buy anything on Prime, just so you could tell me what you bought. What'd you buy on Prime, Daniel?
No, I actually asked you the question because I got an alert on my phone that it was like 10 stops away. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm curious if you bought something.
How exciting.
It's fine. I don't need to tell you what I bought on Prime. It's fine.
Oh, you're so fortunate you don't live closer. I swear to ever-loving, breathing Christ.
So one of the things that I noticed.
What'd you buy?
Is a compressor. Because I noticed that a lot of the RV stuff. People are very concerned about their tires. Tires blow out in tires, and that's a big bad thing.
And it's very important to keep the pressure just right.
Yes. And mm-hmm. most gas stations, the tire pumps there don't go above like 40, 45 PSI, and the trailer tires need to be at 65.
Plus attempting to get your trailer into the area where you would use the hose is a By the sea, UND.
So I bought a little portable compressor that'll go up to 150 PSI. And it's powered by AC or cigarette lighter, or you can directly clamp it to a battery. So it's like, oh, there you go. That's what I bought.
That's excellent. You're becoming a real RVer, bitch.
I also bought two hitches, and one of them's going to get sent back because I don't know what height, like what there's the hitch size, which is 2 5/16 for my trailer. Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether I need a 2-inch drop from the back of my truck or whether I just go straight out. And because when I did the math on it, I kind of fall between the two.
Oh.
So I was figured I'll just buy both and send one back. So they were only like $40 a piece. So I just got two of them and I'll send one back.
So that surprises me that they were that inexpensive.
So my trailer is 5,500 pounds. So I only needed a hitch that was, I got a hitch that was 10,000 just to be safe. But that's, so I didn't need a, you know, a 30,000 pound kind of a thing. The other thing that dawned on me when you were saying that your RV, we need to wrap this up, but I, cause you've got to go. But the other thing that I realized when you were saying that Vi was 34 feet long.
Yes.
That is how long we will be. Cause my truck is 19 and a half feet and the trailer is 25 feet. So we'll actually be like 34 and a half feet long.
Wow. Yours is longer than mine.
Yeah. Genetics.
Which at this point in my life isn't saying much at all.
Scott, always so great to talk to you.
Hey, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Hey, Daniel. Mm. Do you smell food cooking?
No.
You have to go cook something?
No, Zach went to the grocery store. He's not even back yet.
Oh, he's pissed. Zach's pissed. Oh, goddamn, I got to get away from this goddamn camper talk. I'm sick of it. He's going to be licking that camper before year end.
I hope so.
Ooh, or your end. Goodbye, my darling Daniel.
Goodbye. Tell Drew I said hello. Goodbye, Eunice.
And Zachary, the same.
Okay, bye-bye.